Dvar Lacha is Lefuah Shlemat
Harav Yaakov
Yecheskel Chai Ben Sumbul. So, just a hosafa from yesterday's halacha. Yesterday we went into the sugya of Mishenichnas Adar Mabim Besimcha and whether or not it applies on a leap year to Adar Rishon. We went through the Rishonim, we went through a couple of the Achronim, and we came out that there are only two sources that address this inyan directly. And those two, we said, was the Hagaon Yavetz of Yaakov Emdin, who says clearly that according to the opinion of Rashi that we discussed yesterday, it seems that Mishenichnas Adar Mabim Simcha would not apply to Chodesh Adar Aleph. It would only apply to the second Adar when the actual Purim is celebrated. We had that opinion on one hand, and on the other hand, we had the opinion of the Chatam Sofer, who apparently says that there is an inyan to be marbe b'simcha, to increase in happiness in Chodesh Adar Aleph, and we proved this from one of his tshuvot in a random place, in one of his tshuvot in Choshen Mishpat Siman Chaf, I'm sorry, that at the end of his tshuva, he signs off the date as, I forgot the date, whatever, Yud Gimel Chodesh Adar Aleph, Shem Marbim Bo Simcha, in which we are Marben Simcha. So he says, it was Gimel? Gimel. Shem Marbim Bo Simcha, in which we increase Simcha. So although he does not say clearly that we increase, he does not say it as a psak, but it's evident from his words in that tshuva. Just the hosafa that Rabbi Moshe Weinberger showed me yesterday, that in the Sefer Likutei Sichot of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, the previous Lubavitcher Rebbe, he has a sicha devoted to this sugya specifically, and whether or not there is inyan to be marbeh simcha on Chodesh Adar Aleph. And he goes through the sugya just like we did yesterday, and he comes out, we're not going to go through all of his proofs, but he comes out saying that yes, there is an inyan to be marbeh simcha on Chodesh Adar Aleph. That was just the hosafa from yesterday. So Rabotai, we just have, we have Rov, right? We have two against one. So two against one means that we should, two opinions against one opinion, we should be Ma'arev Simcha and Chodesh Adar Aleph. So let's do that. Now, just to discuss today, also, while I opened up the Sefer of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, I happened to have noticed something else that was extraordinary. And he asks a question, and he says, If we know Chodesh Adar, we know we're Marber B'Simcha in Chodesh Adar, we increase in our happiness in Chodesh Adar, why the entire month? We know the miracles only happened Yud Gimel, Yud Dalid, and Tetvav maybe you want to say also, but why Bet Adar, Gimel Adar, right? Dalid Adar, let's say even after Chodesh, even after Purim, I don't know, Tetzayin Adar, Yud Zayin. Why is there an inyan to be happy, increase in happiness on those days? Why the entire month? The Gemara says, Mishenichnas Adar, the entire month of Adar. So he gives an answer. We're not going to go into the whole thing. It's a very long and complicated answer. We're just going to discuss it very, very briefly. He says something amazing. He says that the Gemara says, Keshem Mishenichnas Av Mema'atim B'Simcha, the same way that when we enter the month of Av, we decrease in our happiness. So too, Mishenichnas Adar, Marbim Besimcha. So seemingly the Gemara it's tole the Simcha Adar on the lack of Simcha on Chodesh Av. It says just like in Chodesh Av darara, so too in Chodesh Adar darara. So Chodesh Av, if you look at it, Chodesh Av, it's not specific days that bad things have happened to the Bnei Yisrael. If you look throughout history, Chodesh Av was a devastating month for our nation throughout the generations. It wasn't only the Bet HaMikdash that was destroyed on Tisha B'Av. It wasn't only the day of Tisha B'Av. It was the entire month of Av has been a devastating month. So it's clear from there also that the entire month of Adar should also be B'Simcha. But why? He explains that when Haman made the Goral for Chodesh Adar, Why didn't he make the Goral for Chodesh Adar? Who could tell me? He made the Goral that he wanted to destroy the Jewish nation in the month. He made the Goral in the month of Adar. Why?
Because Moshe Rabbeinu died
on Chodesh Adar. Moshe Rabbeinu died on Zayin Adar. Very good. So he saw, oh, if the Bnei Israel's leader died on Chodesh Adar, it must be that the entire month of Adar, that the Bnei Israel have bad fortune in the month of Adar. But little did he know that what? That Moshe Rabbeinu was also born on Chodesh Adar. He was also born on Chodesh Adar. And that means the opposite. That means that Yeshuot come in Chodesh Adar. That means the month of Adar is a big segula for a lot of Yeshuot for the Bnei Israel. Right? And Haman clearly said, clearly understood, that since Moshe Rabbeinu died on Chodesh Adar, it turned the entire month to a bad month. So the opposite would tell us that since Moshe Rabbeinu was also born on Chodesh Adar, it turns the entire month to a good month. To a good month. And Kachava, Kachava. So it happens to be that Zayin Adar, which was the yard site, but also the birthday of Moshe Rabbeinu, is the day that the Yeshuot sprouted for Am Yisrael, for Purim, but also for Pesach. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was the savior of the Bnei Israel coming out of Mitzrayim. So when we celebrate Pesach, we should also keep in mind that this, all these Yeshuot were sprouted from Zayin Adar also, from when Moshe Rabbeinu was born. When Moshe Rabbeinu was born, that was the Yeshua, that was, he was our Savior, and that's what led us to come out of Mitzrayim. If so, the entire month of Adar is a tremendous reason, a very significant reason, to be happy. The entire month of Adar is a month that's misugal, that it's misugal as a special koach for salvation of the Bnei Israel. Yeah. And Bezrat Hashem, this month of Adar, right now is the first day of Adar, right? It's the second day of Rosh Chodesh, the first day of Adar. Bezrat Hashem, from here onwards, we should only hear good news. We should only hear Besorot Tovot, only Yeshuot Bekarov, and Bezrat Hashem, we should be Zochet, the Geula Krova, B'mehera V'Amenu, Amen. V'Chananya Ben Akashia Omer.
Amen.